إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, yesterday we spoke about the circle of concern, and as I explained, the issue of circle of concern is the wider it is, the more we are concerned about people away from us, other than us. And as I explained, being concerned only about yourself or being concerned only about your own family is essentially an animal trait. Animals do the same. But being concerned about others who really have nothing to do with us, this is an essential human trait. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world to do, to be beneficial to everyone, to be beneficial to those who we are not necessarily connected with in a sense of family. Now, being concerned is one thing. So therefore, this is a circle of concern, meaning concern for others, a wide circle of concern. The second one is what is called the circle of influence, which is to the degree to which you think you can influence the forces to solve those concerns, to help those you are concerned about. And paradoxically, the circle of influence, we need to increase that as much as possible, but we need to first focus on what is it that we can do personally. So this is the whole theory of think global, act local. So in my sense of influence, in my circle of influence, what can I do? Now, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a religion where the circle of concern can be as wide as the whole world, and the circle of influence also can be as wide as the whole world if we understand the process by which the world runs. And that is the process which we know as al-ghayb. In this process, the first thing that is in the circle of influence, which we can do, all of us have the power to do, and which has the potential to affect situations far and wide from us, is the issue of dua, is the power of dua, of connecting directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for his mercy, for his help, and for his nusrat for people about whom we are concerned. Now, I'm saying this specifically because this dua, even though we all know, Rasulullah said the strongest weapon of the mu'min is the dua, the greatest resource is the dua, and so on. We all know this and we have heard these ahadith in one form or the other. But I don't know how many of us actually believe that. Many of us consider or treat dua as if it's some worthless thing which we do when everything else is exhausted. And we say we even make statements like, kya hai sahab, dua ich kar sakte na, as if it is some, you know, some last option. Well, you know, when nothing else can be done, we do dua. That is not how the Sahaba saw dua. That's not how Rasulullah saw dua. They saw dua as the first option, not as the last option. Because they understood what is the issue of Asbabul A'la and Asbabul Adna, the higher means and the lower means. Asbabul Adna are all the Asbab materially, which we can do, which is all forms of influence, all forms of influence, power, and so on and so forth. Whether it is money, whether it is political power, whether it is the power of, for example, what's happening with regard to Gaza and so on, you know, all the economic boycotts and the BDS and everything else. Alhamdulillah, all of these are good things. We should do them, but all of these are asbab al-adna. These are all asbab which are of a lower form, which is the material form. Asbab al-ala is the connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I ask, you know, this question, which is that the people who are protesting in the street, the Muslims, of course, I mean, how many of them are also in the night standing in tahajjud and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Gaza and for the things that they are protesting about? I'm not saying they're not doing it. I'm just asking this question, right? Maybe everyone is doing it, alhamdulillah. But I'm saying, are we doing it? Are we standing in the night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua for those things on which we work in the daytime? So Islam is a combination of these two things. The first is the Asbabul Adna, Asbabul A'la, which is dua, which is salah, where we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. And then Asbabul Adna, we resort to whatever material resources that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So the way to increase and enhance our circle of influence is first of all to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, so that this circle can be truly made global. And then we make whatever effort we need to make in our daily material sense. So for the second part, again, the dua I mentioned already, for material things, it is important to have a strategic plan and to involve the right kind of people. For example, one of the things that I saw happening, and now it seems to have also died off, so I don't know how far it is happening, but this whole issue of think tanks. Suddenly there was a waking up among the Muslims and everybody was talking about think tanks. We create a think tank and so on. But then I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, but the think tanks that were created, if you looked at them, effectively the think tank seemed to consist of all, any well-meaning individual that you could find. Now, we have nothing against well-meaning individuals, but a think tank is a body which is useful only if it has people with the necessary competences, not only with good intentions. So therefore, you need a strategic plan. And you say, what is this think tank supposed to do? And for that kind of think tank, which is whatever the objectives of that, who are the members that you need in that think tank? Who are the people with the necessary skills, with the necessary education, with the necessary experience, tools and techniques, who can actually benefit in that think tank? Just having a whole bunch of well-meaning individuals doesn't really help, because you don't have the skills, you don't have the actual specific knowledge pieces that are required. So just sitting and talking about concerns, which is what ends up happening in such meetings, because people really don't have the competence to contribute what needs to be contributed. So they talk about just matter of concern, and we should do this and we should do that, and nothing actually happens. So in terms of enhancing the circle of influence, in a material sense, having a strategy, having a strategic plan, and creating a roadmap, these are the three steps that we need to actually do in order to influence that. So dua on one side and a clear strategic plan on the other side, these are the two ways of increasing the circle of influence. Circle of concern for the whole world, inshallah. Circle of influence to affect that circle of concern by connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by doing what is necessary to do materially to make it happen. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.